True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets' red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land and of the free and the home of the brave.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show here at Sports Radio 610. It's 6:02 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's run down to Corpus Christi. Let's check in with Captain Cliff Webb. Hey, Cliff, what's up, man?
Well, man, doing good. A little wind blown, buddy. A little wind blown.
Man, I'll tell you.
You guys think you got wind. Man.
I know.
Add about 10 when you come south.
Golly. That's what I've always said. You can just add 10 to it down in
the it's old, amazing, you know.
The old coastal bend.
Yeah, it's all week long, you know, just never gave us a break. Just Monday, I got these guys, and there's no backing out. These guys are going no matter what. They've been waiting. They fished me last year, and we had a really good trip, and these guys are coming from a pretty good distance to fish, and we get up, it's blowing, sustained at 22 gusts into 28 on Monday morning. Like, come get you some of this. Straight south, too, you know?
Yeah.
Like, oh, my God, you know? So we pile in, and we just go. You know, we go, man, it's better watching Judge Judy. We're going.
No,
we're
yeah.
going. You know, nothing
else
to do. Leave it to Beaver. I can't do it. I can't stay at the house. So we pile in. We make this god-awful run, and our teeth are rattling the time we got there. You know, we made a long run, about 50-something miles down. And we get in there, Mickey, and the current is 15 knots. It's 15 knots. The wind is sustained at 30, gusting to 40. And so we double 36-inch drift anchor. And we're going, what are we doing? You know, you can't even keep a hat on your head. And we start firing against the edge there. You know, the only thing you can fish really is just topwater because you know, there's so much current with the lead head, you throw it in front of the boat, and the time you take the slack out, it's behind the boat. You know, you can't hardly feel a thump. It's just rocking. You know, you can spot lock on some spots, you know, on some fish. But the good thing is, you know, my electronics just lit up with fish. You know, there's tons of fish in there. And the current has pulled a lot of them out in the middle, you know, so it's kind of a hard bite. But these big fish, what they'll do is they'll run up along that edge and feed and bust those mullet and stuff along those edges. And so we started throwing topwaters. And I got one guy throwing that Mansfield one knocker, that pink one knocker.
Yeah.
It looks like a peanut. It
right.
looks like a peanut. It looks like Mr. Peanut, you know. And down in Mansfield, they got a lot of grass. So a lot of those guys use those straight hooks, those little
right.
straight hooks. And, you know, I've always had trouble with those things. I just don't have the confidence in them, you know. It's just weird. And I got a guy on the back just smoking them on that peanut, dude. He's catching 5 to 7 pound trout.
The straight hooks.
On that straight hooks. You don't
yep.
think he missed a fish. Thank God I didn't open my dumb mouth and say anything. But the cool thing was I had one guy in the front, and he must have had 2 or 3 fish close to, you know, the 28 to 30 inch class, maybe 31 inch fish. He didn't land them, but this is why. You talk about some advanced fishing. The time the fish comes up and hits the plug behind the wave, that you can see it, the boat has moved 15 foot forward. The fish has moved 5 feet toward you. Come get you some of that. You know, it's like advanced fishing.
Right.
You
got
to just crank about 15 times and bow that rod up to get a hook set. But, you know, the ones we hooked were the ones that hooked herself, that bit it so hard they hooked herself. But, man, the hook set, and then trying to get the fish in around the boat, you know,
yeah,
with
it's
everybody
hard to
else.
Get hook penetration when that happens like
yeah.
that.
So these guys, you know, we're in a lot of fish, but thank God these guys were good fishermen. You know, they could, you know, they fish a lot and they pick it up. But it's like going on a ski trip and you think you're going to ski the bunny slopes and they drop you off in a helicopter on top of the peak, you know. It was kind of like what it was like. You know, there wasn't no fun to it. I mean, if you wanted to fish, you got to work for it. But, you know, we caught 20, 25 fish, you know, on topwater, making some good fish, you know, up to
yeah.
probably close to 7 pounds. And
good.
Nice, solid fish. But
sweet.
That ride back was special. We just kind of slow rolled it back, you know. But
I'm with you, man. Well, we've all been there. At least you got a good boat under you.
That's it. Thank God for shockwave seats. All I can tell
hey,
you, man.
But, man, how about making that run in a gar rig? Oh, Lord.
Oh, my God. I used to make it in those flat bottom little Mike, you know, 21s, and just like a pancake. And we used to talk about the console. That was the funniest thing. They screwed those consoles down, and the console would come up, and then we'd get down the land cut where we screw the console back on. We had a screwdriver. We carry a roll of that white plumber tape and wrap the screws in that, screw it back down. And then about 2 weeks later, you go to oversized screws. You screw those down, and then in the year, you go to the fiberglass place and have it fiberglass down. But it's funny,
yes.
they didn't fiberglass those consoles down, and they walked everywhere.
What was that boat Doug was running? I told him, I said, Doug, I can't even believe you put your name on the side of this boat. I forget
God,
what it was.
One.
It was an aqua shock. That's what I called it. God,
wet.
Yeah, wet and rough. And,
oh, my God, man.
He said, oh, we don't get as rough down here as y'all do up there in Galveston.
Jesus
I said, Bullcorn, man,
Christ.
I've crossed Baffin before.
Rougher.
It's getting nasty.
Oh, my God. Well, the first boat that dug, you know, when I went in, you know, I was in my early 20s, you know, when I went to work, and the first boat he had was called a Tracker 2. It was a custom-made boat. It was a big, giant, flat bottom, you know, kind of like a Mayak, but it had this huge tunnel in it. You know, we're running 140s, and that tunnel didn't have enough glass in it, and the tunnels would crack.
Split open
so
like watermelons.
Yeah, it exactly what it did, man. So I called it the Cracker 2. We called it Cracker 2. Cracker 2. But I think I ran 2 trips in it before it cracked, but we went through those, you know, and got on that. Then, you know, once we got in the Lake and Bays and all the other boats, it was a different ride, buddy. God
Game
almighty.
Changes.
We went through so many flat bottoms when you're young. When you get on up there, you know, past 30 and 40, you start looking for those V-holes. Let me tell you, you know, unless you can afford 2 boats, it's a nice thing to have, you know, a nice burn boat, tire boat, you know, flat bottom, then have your go boat, you know, for rough water. But
right,
it's hard enough to make one boat payment, man.
Yes.
Crazy. Yeah.
Hell, I'm getting where I can't even make insurance payments anymore.
It's stupid, isn't it? It's crazy.
Yeah,
and the windstorm just got my little windstorm thing. Like, what?
God, it doubles every year, man.
Yeah, it's
and I have to have it where I live. I mean, I'm in a wind zone.
Yeah,
you are too.
I'm right dead eye, you know.
I don't have the guts to not buy insurance.
I know. We keep saying we're not going to do it. You know, when we use it, we never use it. And so, but you get close to deadline, you start gritting your teeth, go, man, it's going to be a nervous.
Well, you know, I don't want to be nervous. If you don't buy it, then you pull a Cat 5, I promise you.
Oh, I know. So bite the bullet and just take it, man. But golly, it'll be good. I just, the cool thing is we're setting up for a fantastic year fishing-wise. Well, I just lost power.
Just now?
Lost the entire power to my house. It's turned black. Wow, I don't know what happened.
It's not from weather.
I don't know. Just dead black. I'm sitting in pitch black now. It's crazy. The whole block is out. Wow.
I'll light a candle for you.
That's all right, buddy. I'm all right, man. That's all right.
And we talk more in the dark from Cliff Webb and Corpus. Boy.
It is. I see one street's out, but something happens, but it's crazy. We had a little storm come through.
Transformer blow.
Yeah.
In the salt
air. I saw you guys had some storm last night.
Yeah, there was some pretty gnarly weather in this area the last couple of days and afternoons, too. Oh, man.
Hoping to be decent when you get here.
Well, James just told me it wasn't going to be. He said, man, you guys are...
It's horrible. I don't want to look at it. Tuesday's the worst day of the week.
Hopefully we can find a place to fish because I went ahead and booked my room there, you know, by the by marker 37, and it's non-refundable.
Yeah. It's all right, man. We'll do something anyway. We'll eat good, talk good. You know, it's you know, when you've done this, as long as you and I've done this, Mickey, it's not about the weather. It ain't about the fishing. It's about the time that you got.
We got a day.
We got a little window to spend together.
I just want to come down and hang out with you, man.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Memories. Hey, it's all good.
Maybe we can find them otters back again.
that's all that could have been. Were. I mean, those were huge, though. Those were, they've been in a nuclear waste dump somewhere or something. Man, they were huge.
Oh, man. Well, they caught a 40-pound tarpon in Bathin this week.
I saw that on Facebook. I'm going, wow.
Isn't that cool?
That is cool.
I've hooked them. I only landed one down there, but I've hooked eight, you know, all these 45 years. I only landed one out of eight, you know. But they're rare, you know. We had one in the land cut with probably 100 pounds jump on a hoagie strawberry shrimp tail. That was the most incredible thing to see that thing come up about 20 feet from the boat. Just scared us to death, man. That was crazy. It was nuts, man.
Yeah. Okay. The good times. I just got a text from Ralph. He said that that boat was a Bayhawk. That's it. The old bay squawk.
Oh, the
man.
Bay duck.
Aqua shock.
Bay duck.
Sides flapping and boy.
It gives you a slicker with every boat.
Hey,
you get a slicker.
If the wind was blowing 10 miles an hour or more, you were going to be soaking wet. You better just gear up.
The bay duck. We call them the bay duck. But before that, it was a ski barge. And the ski barge was one of the best boats down here for bay fishing back when I was a kid. Ski barge and Bayhawk made a little more aerodynamic. they made the bathtub a little more aerodynamic. Anyway, that was something.
Yeah.
I remember the rails it had on it. The rails with rust. It was one of the great things it was.
Good stainless railing on here down the gunnels.
Which just rust off.
Be a bucket of rust and baffing in about 2 weeks.
Oh, man. Everybody had those. Doug had a whole bunch of them, too, man. Golly.
Well, Doug had them send me and Blame one, and we had one to split. And I think I used that boat one time and said, nah.
You were done, huh?
I'd run across Trinity Bay in a Bayhawk and see how you like it.
So I was a kid working for Doug before I went on my own. He had 14 guys down at the land cut, and it was a big duck hunting trip. And all on the Bayhawks, and I pulled the airboat behind a 26 Robalo down there, and then Clyde and everybody else drove the Bayhawks down there. Well, these 14 guys ran out of shotgun shells the second day, So he sent me back to Walmart to get 14 cases of shotgun shells and that Bayhawk. And that wind is blowing, that wind's got to be blowing 15 miles an hour out of the north. I come across Bath, and I thought that thing was gonna come apart. The sides were just flapping like crazy, man. But that was one of the worst trips I ever went back, man.
It'll bend, but it won't break.
Oh, it did do some bending.
All right, let me knock this break out. Hang on a second, man. Well, I need to take a moment to tell everybody about Boyd's One Stop. They're the home of the supercharged, super slimy powerhouse croakers, located right at the base of the Texas City Dike at 227 Dike Road. And, folks, if you're looking for quality live bait for your next fishing trip, you can look no further than Boyd's. From their tanks to your live well, that bait's as good as it can possibly be. And there's no better way to live your bait than with their oxygen response system. Works great on tournament fish, too. And check them out firsthand at the store. They have them on display, or call Jason at 281-701-8107. And when you're by the store, check out all their wild-caught guff seafood, no farm-raised at Boyd's. If you're looking for shrimp, and they're crawfish central. We're right in the height of crawfish season, and quality's great. The prices have come down, and they got plenty of them. Call them at 409-945-4001 or check them out at boydsonestop.com. And when you do, please tell them Captain Mickey sent you.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. All right, it's 6:19. Let's go back and talk some more with Captain Cliff Webb. All right, Cliff, we are back.
Yeah, still sitting there in the dark. Nobody got any lights on my street. But
well,
right.
You may be out for a while. I bet it's a transformer.
Yeah, probably something like that. Hey, you know, I was sitting there thinking on Monday on those fish, one of my guys put on that Merrill lip. I think it's my Merrill lure. Is that what it's called? Merrill lip.
That's the one James was fishing with a couple of years ago.
Well, let me tell you what. That guy was good with it. He's a man, that guy I fished with it real good, but he was out of the back of the boat just flipping it short up on those grass beds and twitching off the edge, and he had some big ones smoking. You know, it's cool how a lot of them were hitting at it, but they wanted something subsurface. You know, so I'm thinking your mirror lures, your slow sink mirror lures are going to get them on too.
Yeah, those 7Ms that I can just take down about 6 inches.
Yeah, get them on the waves a little bit, you know, because what's happening is with the current and the waves and everything, they're missing a lot of that top water, you know. But I think it'll be fun, but it's going to be, it's going to be a little ride. I'm fishing 5 days that week. I got guys coming from Florida fishing with me Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And so they came last year, and they just, you know, and they've come every year. And it's so funny because they think it's just the best fishery ever. For 2 years in a row, they hit the most perfect weather for 3 days. And we caught fish like it was, you know, and then as soon as they leave, the weather turns bad. So they have no idea. So
well, it's gonna
here they
be
come again.
Bad Tuesday, yeah, but James said Wednesday looks good.
Here they come again. And then the weather's going to be good.
I know it'll be good because I'll be leaving town.
Oh, no, man. But that's all right. We'll make it work. You know, hey, man, you know, it's kind of like playing golf, you know. It's how much handicap. So you're so good, Mickey, that nature's got to give you a handicap when you come down here.
Sure.
You see, we can't just let you on these fish with, you know, a nice day. You'd be too hard on them.
I sure wanted to come down there and rip a bunch of holes in your old fish, though, man.
I did, too. I want you to, man.
I guarantee you we're going to catch
them. Yeah, I will get some, but there's some places I wanted to wait I can't get to until the wind dies. It's just full of big
trout. Are you waiting wet now?
Yes, sir, but I'm waiting wet, but I think got a feeling we're going to be fishing on the boat with this wind, Mickey. I got a feeling.
Probably
I got
will.
One other place that's got some big fish up in the white sand. You know, it's a good hard bottom. It's a little over knee deep, and these big fish have been moving up there. So, you know, we'll see what's going on there. But, man, they're still feeding on mullet. It's funny because half the fish you catch are spawned out, and half of them are just like toads. You know, it's just crazy.
Right.
It's just that's cool. Weird times, you know. But it's the things that are, but our fish, numbers are just, God, everybody all over the bay is just catching fish. It's just my son is fishing up here by the bridge a lot, and he's doing fine. You know, they're not fishing croakers or any pin perch or anything right now. They're just fishing popping cork and shrimp or popping cork in a plastic. He does a lot of gulp or a soft plastic bass fastener or something under a popping cork, and they're catching plenty of fish up here close. So, and tide runners, those tide runners come through Packery, so that's
Joey's been catching some big boys here lately. He had day catch that 31 or whatever. And
we had one that was a 30 and a half. We don't show nothing like that. I look at Facebook and go, what are you thinking? And poor Joe's just covered up
sink ships, baby.
We don't show none of that stuff.
No.
When you come down, I'll show you some pictures when you come down. But it's good, you know, it's just, but everybody's catching some good fish. But, you know, Joey's a great fisherman. He fishes a lot. He fishes, you know, 4 or 5 days a week.
Oh, yeah.
He does a lot more drift fishing. Yeah, he does a lot more drift fishing.
Yeah, he has a little different clientele than you do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And but he puts them on fish, man. He's
a good
guy.
He's always been good.
I like
always
him.
Been good. Golly, I do too. I remember when he was just a kid and come up to the fish cleaning table, all he wanted to do was be a fishing guy. Now he's been in there, I don't know how many, 30 years now or something. I don't know how long he's been
doing
it.
He's been down there a long time. Well, I tried getting him on the show, but every time I'd call him, he wouldn't pick up, so I quit calling him. You know, you got to be committed, man.
I know.
You're going to commit. You got to, hey, pick the phone up.
Oh, gosh. That's funny,
the way I am. That's,
I got you, buddy. That's something, man. But I was going to tell you, so you know, I look at that weather next week, and hopefully we'll get a little bit of window Tuesday morning. I hope it's not going to do like it just blows straight from. If I can just get a little 2-hour window with you on Tuesday morning,
yeah.
I think with Brianna in the back, you guys are going to do great because you're already back there. See, she puts it in the back. You got that South Shore, so you should be okay back there. And it's not supposed to be that windy on Monday.
Nah,
I got rolling.
Monday's going to be okay.
Yeah, I got
rolling and Peter and them on Monday, right?
Yes, on Monday. Yes, and they're good fishermen, so we'll. Hope had them bird dog for you. Hope I can get back on them, you know.
Boy, I'd like to be in a boat with you cats, especially with Roland. I love leaning on him. I like to beat him like a drum. I get him going.
He's so much fun.
Hey, if he ever gets on top of you, he don't let up, man. He will not let you live it down. So that's why I get a fresh, good, fast start.
He was fishing a super spook last year, a chrome super spook. It's the only one I had. And he was smoking the big fish on that chrome, and it broke off, and he dove out of the boat to go get it. I was just loving it. He just wasn't going to fish
crazy.
That day. He just jumped out of the boat and went and got it.
Hey, there could have been 100 sharks in the water, and he was still going
was gonna
for the
go
spook,
get that
man.
Thing, man. Before, you know, before I could get over there with the trolling motor or anything, he's already in the water like Jacques Cousteau over there, swimming after that plug. But he got her, man, but that was good. And it's funny how these fish will get on one color, Mickey, and it's not silver. It's chrome. It's so much
different
than that chrome. Man, they want that chrome right now.
Especially when the sun's out. That's what I'd always go to up here during the middle of the day when you're wading with topwaters.
Uh-huh.
They're kind of battle fade off. Hey, put that chrome she-dog or a chrome super spook on, chrome and blue.
Right.
Let's wear them out. They'll go crazy over it.
Yeah, we like chrome and blue in the surf. In the Gulf of
America. My biggest stringer of my lifetime was on chrome and blue.
Yeah.
So that's
on the straight back?
Yeah, on the straight backs.
Yeah, on the straight backs. You know what? You know, if you got some of those, you ought to bring some, Mickey. I, you know, Those things, these fish are feeding on 8-inch mullet right now. They are to smoke.
Well, they'll
you
smoke.
Got, you got any.
Oh.
You better bring some of you got them.
Well, I'll dig around. The bag that I've put together with all these different baits, well, I got two bags. I got one with just about everything in it except chrome and blue straight backs. I even got me some trout supports rigged up with the hooks already
good.
In, ready to tie
yes,
on.
Perfect.
And
yeah, those are working good.
7Ms. I got every color of rat tails and little yeah. Johns. Come on with it.
Okay. I know you got some. I know you got some purple little Johns with a white dip tail. I bet.
I got you a fresh bag. I just dipped yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
I'll send you a picture of them. I had them all lined
yeah,
up
bring,
there.
Yeah, bring some gumball lead heads too. You're gonna need some heavy, about a pound and a half. Okay.
Well, I don't have any like that, but I got some 3Ms.
Yeah, that's good. You're good. You're good. I think we're going to be staying on top, but, you know, sometime I've been spotlocking on these big schools of fish. You'll see them.
Throwing
a big wall
deeper water and come up
yeah,
that ledge.
You go out there and, yeah, come yeah. up that ledge with the, you know, but you got to have a heavy lead head to keep it running right.
Yeah. You know? That current plays a big part in mm-hmm. it with all that wind yeah. and everything.
Yeah.
The key is to keep that slack out of your line and be in contact with that bait so you can feel them pick it up. And
Yes. I got guys that really watch their line too. I got these old guys that just watch that line. They'll see that thump, you know. And I know you do the same thing when you're in windy condition. You got a bow and you watch up for that little thump in that line, you know.
Yeah. Well, that's the old bass fishing technique: little worm tap, and slacken your line, watch that line twitch, reel down on it, set the hook.
Yeah, that's just. I'm hoping we're starting to get a few. Starting to get a few flounder showing up finally. I don't know if you get them, but
everybody's starting
off.
To catch starting a few flounder now, man.
Yeah, starting to show up again, so that's a good sign.
And some pretty good size ones.
Yes, I'm hoping. We usually get them the end of May real good. End of May and 1st of June, we start getting a big run of them. So we're just now getting them. But I talked to guys that are flounder gigging. They said it's not quite there yet. But they've had to deal with this wind, so I don't think a lot of them are getting out.
Well, I can't wait to... I hope I can catch three pencils in the slot to bring home
sure
and fry.
Will.
I mean, those are the best eating fish on the whole coast down there. Once you get below Corpus to Mansfield down that way, those fish, that's just a whole different animal. They taste so much better.
You know, I tell you what Mike Herring did for me. So I catch those fish in the surf. I finally catch one under 20 inches to keep. I love to eat those surf fish. So I catch me 18, 19 inch. I'm going to keep it. And, so Mike cuts their gills while they're alive and bleeds them out, and that meat is snow white like flounder.
Shark repellent.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I cut them, you know, I cut them and lay them in the water, then I put them in the ice chest with ice, you know. But I don't put them on a stringer because you'll lose them here, you know.
Oh so, yeah.
Even
I
those
dare
fish
you
bags,
cut the gills and bleed the trout up here in Galveston, they'll be swarming.
Yeah, there's
them.
No
bull
way.
Sharks be
there's
all
no
in your
way.
Lap.
Oh God, you got to do it in the ice chest. But I didn't realize how good that was. I knew it worked for redfish. I see them poke behind their petrol fins, and it bleeds them out, and the redfish are better. But, man, the trout are just delicious like that, especially if I want to make ceviche. I'll take that one fish and chop it up and make ceviche. That's just about as good as it gets. I'll try to make some while you're here. Maybe we'll
man,
get some
Doritos
on
Doritos or crackers.
There you go.
And, oh, man, come on with it.
Yeah. God,
Pete and I, my old brother-in-law, God rest his soul, he's gone now, but he and I fished for 40 years together, and one day we went over to the hog pens. We put in Tech City Dyke and was going to get there early. And, you know, we get out and we're catching them on topwaters. Man, that's a good topwater spot. But these two older guys were down from us. They went and got back in the boat. And we're fishing and we're already limited. We're just releasing fish. And, hey, man, the sharks pulled in. And there was this big slick coming off the boat. And I got to watching them, and those old men were cleaning their fish in the boat and throwing the carcasses and stuff in the water.
Oh,
and those
boy.
Sharks pulled in. Well, hey, I got my stringer eaten. Pete got his stringer eaten. We had 10 heads on each stringer. And I'm going, we had to get out of the water. They
do you feel them when they get that stringer, Mickey? Do you feel them back there when they're hitting it?
You do. Yeah.
You just keep walking.
You know they're there. It's
God almighty. I'm kind of a little nervous for my heels. Man.
Yeah, it was a bad deal altogether. Pete goes, mm-hmm. I know they did that on purpose. They didn't want us down here beating on their fish and everything. I said, hey, this is just as much our water as theirs. Well, they got us.
No,
sharks pulled
man.
In, nuked us. All right, let me tear this break up and through with breaks.
All right,
hang on. Right. Well, you know, folks, AnglerU is committed to steadily expanding its library of videos. They cover every topic under the sun when it comes to fishing. Weekly fishing reports from up and down the coast by the best guides and tournament anglers. They have decades of experience, and they're steadily expanding its library of videos. They cover all topics. They're archived. That way you can see patterns over time. They're educational videos with instructional topics covering all aspects of saltwater fishing for speckled trout, redfish, flounder, tarpon, whether you're boat fishing, wade fishing, or kayaking. Just go to AnglerU.com. Become a member today. You'll receive great discounts from partner retailers like Fishing Tackle Unlimited, Anglers Anonymous, and Waterloo Rods. This will save you a ton of money. Go to AnglerU.com. That's AnglerU.com. And improve your fishing skills. It's a game changer.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back to the final segment of the Outdoor Show. It is 6:35 here in the Bayou City as we go back to Cliff Webb, see if he's still sitting in the dark in Corpus Christi. All right, Cliff.
Sitting in the dark, buddy. Sitting in the dark, man. That's golly. I didn't see any trucks around working on those transformers. Usually I see them across the field here, but I don't think they don't get in a big hurry here, so it's all good.
Well, all good. It's early in the morning.
Yeah, dude, I don't care. I'm going to go look at the beach. Greg's been catching a few fish in the surf. Guy
and
the other day, Greg
walked.
Yeah, man, it's in the seaweed kind of. You know, let off a little bit that the big giant skipjack are showing up and the mullet are there, and occasionally you're going to catch those big trout. But man, he caught a big trout in lagoon the other day. He's got a couple places he walks in. Greg walks into these couple spots, you know, and he don't have a boat, so he's found these little spots he can drive. And he caught one that was over 28 inches just walking the other day on a Laguna shrimp.
Is that the pretty guy that fish. Fishes the jetties a lot with a feather jig?
No, that was Bob. Snow? No, Greg.
That's Bob.
No,
okay. Greg. I get confused.
Bob, yeah. Yeah, Bob's been sending me pictures. He's out there every single day. I hadn't got any big fish pictures, but he's been seeing some big ones. Man, he just hadn't. Right. Man, he saw a big snook the other day at night under a light, and he worked on, never could get his feet.
Yeah.
It's just crazy, you know. And you'll see those snook at night and under the lights, and boy, I guess their eyesight's so good because you hardly ever catch them unless they're right at the edge of the lights. You know, I guess they're seeing
that
line.
Used to drive me crazy in Florida, man. We'd be pre-fishing, you know, for a redfish tournament down there practicing, and man, them big boogers swimming under the bow, and you can see them everywhere. And the only time you ever catch one is when you don't see it. You don't even know he's there. And then just boom.
Yeah.
But, yeah they must have really good eyes, kind of like a striper. Stripers,
yeah,
same
and
way.
They're a lot harder to deal with than trout. You know, I think trout are more irritable. I can irritate a trout to make him bite. The snook, they'll just snob you unless
they will.
They're into their hour and 20 minute feeding time. They'll eat, but Man, I saw a video on Facebook of this giant snook ate a trout off this guy's line. This snook must
really?
Be 30
I
pounds.
Bet that was cool.
Yeah. It was really cool. He blew up on it. But I was going to tell you on lure-wise, if you got anything subsurface like that with this wind, it might be good.
I got a lot of subsurface stuff, floating and jerk it down, you know, 7Ms, Lilies, hot rods.
Yeah, Lily might work good here. Golly, you know. Hey, so who do you got? You got John and Raphael both coming, or just John?
I think Greg's coming instead of Raphael. It'd be Greg.
Oh, good.
He's a
younger guy.
If we need somebody to push a boat off a sandbar or something like that, we got some young Ow. Beat with us.
Oh, man, that's good. That's a good deal. Well, hopefully we don't have to do that. Just a long boat ride is the only thing, Mickey. You know, and that's the only game. Like, you know, we got some other places we can wade, you know, back up against the wind. But, and we'll catch a few fish like that. But, you know, if we can make that boat ride, there's a lot of fish. And just, you know, hopefully
we'll
get a
we're just going fishing, man. Yeah, you just point the boat that way, and I'll have my rod, and we'll travel. We'll
That sounds good. And I don't know, they're talking about chance of rain stuff, so you might want to bring your weight
30%, you know. Oh, I never go fishing without my Sims jacket. Never.
Yeah. It's funny, I had a guy the other day that I was the best thing ever. We're sitting at the dock and we're getting ready to go out. We're on waders, and I told you that we're got our stuff on, and two of the guys says, it ain't gonna rain, and it started dumping about 15 minutes after they said that. I'm so glad I brought my waders and my rod, because it rained hard. It rained about an inch and a half, you know, where you're just soaking wet. You know, it's funny because you get it in the boat and you get dumped on right before you get in the water at daylight. It's cold, you know, wet.
Yeah.
So if you got your waders on, it's much better. We're borderline. We're staying around 80 degrees, 80 to 83 degrees. But once it gets to that 78 to 85 every day, you're good to go. But I'm like, James, it's got to be above 75 to be comfortable, you know.
Yeah, I understand that. I'm an 80-degree guy, 80 or better.
Yeah.
For wet.
And you're going to put in the back. Yeah, you guys are probably with Rihanna going to be in the back of Rivera. Where are you staying in Rivera, Mickey?
We found a hotel room in Kingsville.
Kingsville.
We'll just
okay.
get up a little early and just drive down. What is that, about 20 miles?
Yeah, you're not bad. You're not bad.
That one, that Rivera Inn, it was booked out.
I went online and looked at it.
It used to be a Holiday Inn. That's where Blaine and I'd always stay when we fish tournaments down there. Because,
everybody
we'd be at the boat
there.
Ramp in about 12 minutes pulling our boat. And
why not?
Plus, it had a gas station next door where you get your ice and all that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they wear that place out in the winter. What's happened, so much social media showing all these fish, it's getting so crazy. I mean, there's over 50, 60 boats in some of these spots now. I used to have 5, and it's all because everybody puts everything on social media, so it just brings the pressure on them. I just don't get it. But, you know, it's all right. I guess they got to get business. But it's funny how they'll put all these big fish and show the location, you know, everything right there.
Burn it to the ground.
Another thing, too, is how are they getting by with showing all these giant trout, like 15 or 20 of them on the bow of a boat that are over 25 inches? I guess they're old pictures and they're wanting to show them, I guess.
There's a lot of that old stuff popping up, you know. Mm-hmm. A lot of people do that. I don't reshare all that. It's not.
Yeah.
Well, I don't put anything up anymore. I just.
Yeah.
I don't.
Ever since I saw one of my beautiful fish on somebody else's website, I don't put nothing out there anyway. I did one of the most beautiful slow mo, and it shows up on somebody else's website.
I would never do that to you. You send me photos, I'd never put that up.
It wasn't you. It was my cousin.
I would never do that.
Yeah. Oh, I know. It's like my customer shot on his phone. He sent it to a buddy's buddy. It was just funny how that works, you know. It's crazy stuff, man.
Yeah.
It's all good.
No, we tried to get an Airbnb there at Rivera, so we'd be right there by the ramp, but it's a two-night minimum. And we started to do it, and then said, we'll just spend another night there and then get up and drive all the way to 37.
Corpus.
I said,
that's an hour, man.
Yeah,
that's
at least an hour if the traffic's not bad. So I said, we'll just, you know, pop out.
Yeah, you drive an hour before you get there, then get in my boat and make you drive another hour. You're going to be whooped. So I think that's good, you know.
Yeah, we'll just stay there in Corpus. I'm good with it.
Yeah, it should be all right, man. It's funny, the wind does, you know, shut down some of the people, so it's kind of a good thing. But a lot of these guys are just going right here in the backyard. It's crazy, you know, catching their fish. They're still fishing packery. There's still lots of fish coming through packery drum and stuff. So a lot of these guys are just doing the shrimp thing, and they're doing okay, you know.
Well, I'm going to stay two nights in Corpus after we fish Tuesday. I'm going to sleep, you know, and then come home early Wednesday morning, yeah.
I don't blame you.
I'm not going to make that drive all the way back to Chambers County after fishing all day and trying to stay awake. I hate that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's good. And are you fishing when you get back? Are you pretty much done until you do the show on Thursday?
No, I'm done. That's
good.
I'll just come home and take care of business.
Fry you up some fish, buddy.
Might have to do that.
Fry you up some fish. That's good stuff. Man, you know, I've been trying all these different recipes of fried fish, but, you know, my still was that Louisiana cornmeal stuff you buy in a package. That's still one of the best meals. You know, I love that cornmeal stuff. Like the old
I do 50-50. I'll do Louisiana 50-50. Fish fry with half cornmeal, half fish fry, and then I'll soak my fish in mustard and Louisiana hot sauce for about 30 minutes. You know, cut them up and stir them up in there, and then run them through that cornmeal fish fry mix, and lay it on them, baby. 300.
I've done everything, but I didn't put the Louisiana hot sauce in there, but I'm going to put a little hirachi sauce or something. That'd be good. Golly.
Well, the thing with the Louisiana hot sauce, it doesn't make them hot. You think it would, but it just, if there's any kind of fishy taste, it'll take it completely away.
Mm.
You know, like
we shouldn't have that here.
Yeah. Mm. No, you don't have fishy taste down there. I mean, that's those fish down there taste like, you know, tide runners.
Like, yeah, you know, it's funny because my two nieces that live in California, they will never eat fish because the only time they ever eaten it just would taste so fishy. It was horrible.
Yeah.
And the first time I cook shrimp and fish here, they go, well, it doesn't smell like fish and shrimp. they're used to smelling like a bait shop, you know, so it does have a different, when they smell fishy, it's not a good thing, you know. So.
No. And, you know, there's places up here on this upper coast where you catch fish, and they tell you not to, you know, keep them and consume them because of the pollutants. Mm-hmm. And when you catch them, before you even clean them, you can smell that smell in them. Then when you do clean them, then you put them, when you're frying them, you can smell that chemical type smell. Yeah, I don't know what to call it. I'm not eating that stuff, man.
No, I don't blame you, man. You take some home. I'm sure that you'll get some Monday. You know, y'all going to catch some smaller under 20 Monday, and you get some, so you'll you'll at least get six to take home. That's two meals, you know.
That's it.
Even the wife. I don't ever freeze them, you know, so that should be good. You know, you keep them 2 or 3 days in the refrigerator, and they're still good.
Man. Oh, yeah. Yeah. A buddy of mine gave me some fresh catfish the other day, fresh caught. Those are so hard to beat. Really good, man.
Yeah. You know, my aunts and uncles live there. They catch catfish and give them to us. I forgot how good they are, Mickey. I just, you know, you forget.
Catfish are really good. Well, they're, you know, the meat's real similar to trout because they got a lot of that lentil fat in them. And it just fries up really nice. Keeps
the ones we get are out of the Guadalupe. Yeah. My aunts and uncles all have right there by Tabola, you know, before Victoria and all that. I mean, not Victoria, Port Lavaca, that Tabola, that Guadalupe River. Well, they are catfish there all their life. And it's a real swift river. It's real swift and clean. And those blue cats out of there, they have a different flavor. The meat's real white, you know, and just it's different than the stuff in the lake sometimes. It's real good, but we're kind of raised up on those catfish. But, man, it's funny how you eat. I eat all these saltwater fish, and every once in a while I want something different, you know. It's crazy.
I kind of like crappie. I like crappie and catfish. They're really good to eat.
Yeah, that's something I had.
You know, even a bass is good to eat, you know, if it comes out of the right water and you fillet it, and they're good to eat.
Yeah, when we used to go to that Lake Guerrero up there, we'd go up there and we'd spend 2 or 3 days and catch those bass, and they would fry them up, and we'd eat them until we dropped. They were good, man.
Yeah, bass
that
were good.
That was a cool place.
Just, boy, you get crucified at the boat ramp. They see you catching bass and keeping them.
Yeah.
kind of like trout snobs now. You killed that fish? I can't believe you killed that fish.
It's so funny. We look back at some of those pictures, Mickey. We didn't just kill them. We killed a bunch of them. they were big. You know?
I know.
Not,
well, we had so many of them. I mean, it wasn't an issue like it is now.
Never even thought of it. Never thought it was a bad deal, you know. And I'll never forget
well,
that sports writer.
When you see a gill netter come in with 10,000 pounds from one night's run, I mean, hey, your little old 84-quart ice chest full of them, you're not even knocking a dent in them.
Mm-mm. I remember when the sports writer here, Larry Morgan, about, God, it's probably 35, 40 years ago, there was five of us down here from Port Mansfield to Corpus Christi. It was five guys, and he wrote an article that these five guys are going to deplete the fish population in Baffin Bay.
We used to catch that up here too, man.
I was going, come on, five of us. Now there's hundreds and hundreds of us, you know. And this is the same time that they had trot lines everywhere, you know, with you know, they were using survey tape.
Right.
And they stretched all along that King Ranch shoreline. There was a big pole sticking up, and they stretched these lines and put the stage in with a little piece of, they cut it in a triangle-looking color.
Yeah, plastic.
Put that orange survey tape, and those fish would just whack it, you know. And they would.
Hey,
just,
you know what else used to work good back in the day? They'd use oleander leaves.
I heard that, too. Yeah, I heard that, too.
A poisonous oleander leave, catching trout and redfish on them.
I don't get it. But, you know, the big thing now is that they cut a, I think it's like a 2-inch dowel rod. They cut it, and it's real thin, and drill a hole in the middle of it and soak it in knee soil and put the circle hook right through that hole.
That's
and it floats up like a little crab, off the bottom, and they never have to change the bait, and they smoke them. But, and we're catching, this is so funny. So the commercial fishermen, they're still mad about not being able to keep the redfish, a lot of them, you know. So when they get a redfish on, when they get a redfish on with those circle hooks, they don't take a pair of pliers. Usually they take their knife and just whack the side of his jaw off with the hook in it. You can't believe how many redfish we catch now with half their lips going, and they're still healed up, still eating.
Well, look at that redfish. I mean, he's a little jaw jacked, but hey, man,
he's just, but I mean, they're still eating, dude. It's amazing.
Well, I've seen them work, you know. They have that tool where they'll just flip those fish off, you know, when they're running those drum lines, and they'll flip the reds off and the water and trout, and then they'll flip the drum in the bottom of the boat. But you can tell when one's been on a trot line for a long time because, man, where that circle hook went in his jaw is just all ate up and infected looking and, you know, all wallowed out. And I catch redfish like that every once in a while that and you catch a lot of one-eyed ones, too. Some of them will get poked through the eye.
You know, it's so funny.
Look how many
one-eyed
fish you catch nowadays. Back with all this catch and release, back in the day, you didn't see that much. But now you see a lot of it.
My biggest trout I ever caught had a broken jaw. His jaw was cut totally in half where he's on a trot line. And the guy just cut his jaw in half. And that jaw grew back. And it's about a quarter inch uneven. And one side of his face is when I took it to taxidermist, John goes, look at this jaw on this fish. You know, he opened up and it was just, I mean, it's amazing he survived all those years with that broken jaw like that. But they're tough. I mean, you know, people, you know, and I really appreciate people being really gentle with my fish. You know, they hold them over the side sometime and release them. You know, when you're in deep water, like we fish a lot in out of the boat, when you're in 6-7 foot of water and you got a lot of current and you can pull the fish up the side of the boat and let him go. You don't have to revive him like you do in the flats, because when you drop him back in that current, it's just like dropping into an oxygen tank because he's got all that flow around him. But when you're in dead flats and you're still like that, you know, I really like to, I don't really grab him by the tail because you knock slime off. I just kind of leave him on the boat and just kind of swish him, just kind of walk forward out of the mud and swish him, and they'll take off. But
I was noticing those, figure eight them and then clip them loose.
I noticed those fish in the current were taking off. And so it's so funny because we're fishing on Monday and we saw Notch, that dolphin, and he sees that boat of mine and here he comes. I moved about 6 or 7 miles to get away from Notch, and here she comes. So I went back the other way and I got out of her, but she is still in that cut. That same dolphin's been in there for at least 6 years now. That one has a notch in her fin that steals all of our fish. But I mean, that's the only bad thing we got in that cut right now is that one pod of dolphins. When they find you, they'll sit by your boat and eat everything. So and it's kind of a good thing when I see her there. It's kind of like, well, the fish are here. You know, it's kind of like,
he
kind of lets me know, you know,
she's going to stay with the groceries. You can bet on that.
Yeah, she is. It's pretty amazing how big she's gotten.
We see that a lot up here with gar. You know, if you're in an area and you got some mullet and a few slicks, you know the fish are there. But when you see gar rolling, you know you're on.
Uh-huh.
That's something how they stick with those trout like that.
Yeah, funny. Old Hudson Moon caught a gar back in Alazan the other day. That's nuts.
Yeah, and I'm sure he was on fish, too.
Hudson, he was on fish. He caught some 6 or 7 pounders.
Yeah, he sent me a text. Fisherman. He had a good trip down there.
Yeah, he's a super good fisherman, man. He's going to try to do something really neat in the back of a Bath, and he's going to kind of do like a religious deal where maybe a church or something in the back of Bath and have a religious retreat back there in the back. That's a great place, you know. It's God's country. So I think it would be really good if he gets going. But he's the kind of guy that's making a lot of money in the oil field, wants to quit it to go fishing. I said, what are you thinking? But his heart's in fishing, you know. And so, you only got so much time in life. You ought to do what you want to do. I mean,
you don't know when the man upstairs is going to pull your ticket. You just
he's going to pull your ticket.
That's it.
I know it, buddy.
Live life every day as much as you can. Enjoy what you do because it's short.
I know it, buddy. I know it, man. But I'm sure looking forward to you guys coming down, man. That's going to be a lot of fun.
I'm looking forward to it, too, man.
Getting away.
Ready to rock. Do something different. Look at some new territory.
Yeah, well, it sounded like Plog was catching fish up there, so it sounded like your fishing is definitely coming back. But it's always like when I go to fish with Brian Barrera down south, it's so much fun getting out of court. Go down to Mansfield and fish with Jay or Rockport and fish with Jay. It's just seeing different water.
It is.
You know, like smelling those oysters. Those oysters up in Rockport, we don't have that smell, you know?
Right.
We got to see the hooping cranes that year. Then I go down with Brian, and he's got all these giant tarpon, all this snook and stuff. So it's we live in a great place. Just 2 or 3 hours either way, you got a totally different fishery.
Yeah. Well, I wish I lived a little closer to you. I'd really be worthless. I'd be in trouble. I wouldn't get any rest.
Well, you know, it's so funny because you said that one time. You said you're too old to move, and I understand that because I think that,
I know,
too.
I know, man. I get to look, and I go, look at all that, you know. I mean, I just don't want to be lifting, moving furniture, and I don't have the money to spend for a big moving company.
No.
And,
you're
established. You don't want to relocate. It's too late.
I think you just fill your tank up with gas and just go.
I'd rather just fill the truck up and head south.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
Head south, man, a couple of times a year and you're good to go. I'm going to definitely go try to get a hold of Brian and do a little summer trip down there. I love fishing down there with him, man. That's a lot of fun. I'm going to try to get down. Fred fishes several times a year down there. He has some great trips. He had one trip where he took the wives, and I think they caught like 2 tarpon, a bunch of bull reds, and a big trout and some snook. I mean, you know, try to compete with that. I mean, that is just incredible.
Whole different animal down there, buddy.
Yeah, it is, man. It is.
Yeah.
It is.
Well, I'll be seeing you in a couple of days anyway. And,
all right, buddy.
I'll call you after Rihanna gets through killing us. I'm sure she's going to wait.
She got a brand new boat, didn't she? She got a new Haney, man.
She's really proud
25?
Of it.
25?
Yeah.
She got the one like mine?
Yeah. She's got she got her a Magnum, a big one.
Oh, she's going to, that boat has just saved me. It gave me a few more years fishing. We'll see. But anyway, tell Riona we all said hi, and you guys have a great trip down there. It's going to be fun fishing.
Fun. All right, brother. Well, hey, if somebody wants to come fish with you, Cliff, give them a number. They can give you a call, man.
All right, buddy. I'm at area code 361-949-0707. We'll see you this early in the week, and thanks for having me on, Mickey.
I'll be there with bells on. See you, man.
All right, Bubba. Thanks,
later.
Man. Later.
All right. Well, unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today. I'll be back in the morning bright and early, 4 a.m. right here at Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.